Well, you do music, movies, you've been on television, you've been actors and guests. Do you have a favorite area, or do you find them equally satisfying, or is there something good and bad about everything?
Richard? I would say, in terms of making films, which is our long-term goal, we want to write and direct. I think that would be as fulfilling as music, but right now there isn't a lot more fulfilling or exciting about singing and playing with friends and family that's coming from your heart. Acting is something that we really enjoy, but really right now music is the focal point of telling stories for us, and that's really what gets us excited is telling stories. So I think when the films move into more, even having more of a creative role, it will, I think, even out a little bit. But right now, Unation is really exciting.
Yeah, for me, it's the same. I mean, the music is the most exciting thing for me.
Right. So how did the rest of you get engrossed with all of this? And how did you decide, you know, I suppose you just brought history along with you, your experience in playing various instruments. So how did that play into this band?
Go ahead, Dan.
Well, I played music with friends for, you know, growing up in high school, and I sang in choir in high school, so music was something that I was interested in. But I met John and Richard. They came to the church that I went to, and I met them, and we just kind of got to know each other. They asked me, I went over to their house. We played music together one day in their basement, and it was just a lot of fun. And I remember thinking that day that, wow, there was some sort of chemistry that, you know, just kind of happened that made me feel like, I don't know, it was a really cool thing, really cool experience. And so from then, you know, we kind of kept in touch a little bit here and there, and then they asked me to come down and play a show with them in L.A. It was actually, I think, at a bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was exciting. We did that, and from then, there was another show. We played at the Whiskey. We played at the Viper Room, and it just kind of, as it progressed, it felt more and more like, wow, this is really something, and, you know, we should really take off with this, and it's taken off from there. So
right. So it was exciting. And
mm-hmm.
And tell me again, what's you play?
I play the guitar.
The guitar, okay. Mm-hmm. And it's the main. I don't want to say main guitar. Obviously, I'm not a great musician.
No. Well, I mean, I come up with, you know, a few things on my own, and a lot of influence comes from John and the other band and the other band members. I feel like most of the time I'm kind of like the rhythm section of the guitar, but there's some, you know, it's not really like we have a lead guitarist.
Yeah, Dano plays lead really well too, and we both kind of just
it's really whatever the song
kind
of requires. It's just
so you're not bashful. You can come in and play your part.
Oh
okay.
Yeah, he's an awesome.
Everybody has their chance to be aggressive or,
right,
or
right.
Not so. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's no like, there's not really much pride when it comes to that kind of stuff in the band.
Right. Yeah. And Mike, you're the one of the latest ones.
Yeah. I came in the first of this year, actually, and I didn't know how to play an instrument.
You didn't know how to play an instrument?
No.
So how does that play out? I mean, you just sit there and play? I mean, playing?
I liked the music, and they taught me a few songs.
Right.
And I've been messing around on the piano and stuff, and then they just said, do you want to join the band? And I was
okay.
Like, yeah, I'm not going to pass up that opportunity. So
you play the keyboard?
Yeah, no, I play.
Yeah, and the amazing thing is that he's the quickest learner that I've seen. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible.
What Michael has done in this year. You know, so we saw his heart to he was part of the family, and you know, he was always there at gigs, carrying equipment, and he was at the studio editing with us, and he was just really always there as a brother, and so we saw him messing around with the piano, and he had really just an instinct about it. And we said, you know, I think Michael should be a part of this.
Right. This is one of those things you sort of play by ear and play.
Well, yeah. The producer or whatever of our CD, he actually gave me a few lessons, and they've been teaching me. John and Richard have been teaching me some stuff, and Amber and everybody. So.
Okay. So Amber's been helpful to you, and she has done her best to give you a leg up, I guess.
Amber taught piano lessons.
Oh, all right. Well,
yeah.
That helps.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting. I grew up in L.A., so that's, you know, to grow up in an area like that. And then, you know, I'd never heard of the Jackson Brothers. Some guy called me.
Who are these people?
Like, yeah, who is this?
Right.
So,
well, there's some other Jacksons out there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Actually, so, when they said, the Jackson brothers, I was like, Jackson 5?
Yeah, right.
Or, said, no, two actor guys.
Like, right.
So it was definitely, kind of a grace connection, if you will, or a divine connection, that growing up in L.A., you really don't see that many people doing. You hear about people coming down there to do that sort of stuff. And what strikes me about, this entire family is that they're so real. There's something so deep about each person, and it's truly friends,
mm-hmm.
and it's always been that way.
Right.
And that's the most important thing. So, yeah.
And so you play guitar, too?
Yeah, I play the bass.
Okay. So you are committed to the bass part of this group.
Yes.